صدق الله العلي العظيم.
اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على رسول الله وعلى آله.
همکنون برادر عزیز و ارجمند جناب استاد عبدالفتاح علی عبدالفتاح عطاروتی از اعضای محترم هیئت داوران 26مین دوره مسابقات بین المللی قرآن اعزامی از کشور مصر.
اعوذ بالله من الشیطان الرجیم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا. واذكروا نعمة الله عليكم إذ كنتم أعداء فألف بين قلوبكم واعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا. واذكروا نعمة لعلكم تهتدون. صدق الله العلي العظيم.
In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful, I would like to welcome the audience, dear brothers and sisters, particularly the honorable reciters of the Word of God, that is the Holy Quran, and also the respected guests coming from Islamic countries to this country. It was a very interesting session today. I am very happy to meet you, the honorable reciters of the Holy Quran, and those who have strong faith in Quran, and I really enjoyed the recitation by the reciters here. The reason is that we do not practice the teachings of the Holy Quran. The reason is that, contrary to our claims, the Holy Quran is not the criterion for our knowledge and our practice, our action. As much as we practice the teachings of the Holy Quran, we will see the result as much. In the Islamic Republic of Iran, we have tried our best to practice, to implement the teachings of the Holy Quran. We have succeeded to a certain extent. As much as we have tried, the Almighty God has shown us in practice that these are the effects of practicing and implementing the teachings of the Holy Quran. God doesn't breach His promise. If God gives the promise of assistance to the believers and promises them to inherit the earth, to rule over the earth, and promises them to have dignity, these are true promises. The reason that in our practical life we do not see these promises materialized is that we do not implement the teachings, the divine teachings. You commit, you practice, you implement the pledge you have given to me, then I will fulfill my promise. This is what God says. This is a great lesson for us. These Quranic sessions and these competitions of recitation and also invitation from the reciters of the Holy Quran from different parts, the main aim of all these is to get closer to the teachings of the Holy Quran. That is to gain knowledge of the Quran and to practice the teachings of the Quran. This should be the main focus of our efforts. Today, the Islamic world hungers for practicing the teachings of the Holy Quran. And the enemies of the Islam do not want this. It is evident that the enemies would not say openly that they are enemies of Islam or Holy Quran. They won't say it openly. They play tricks on God.